Before word of the plan to take the Rock Cats from New Britain to Hartford hit the news, Segarra had already paid some consultants to look into it. Lawyers at the law firm Updike, Kelly & Spellacy made about $96,000. Sports consultant Brailsford & Dunleavy made $69,000. Architect Pendulum made $39,900. And Beta, an engineering firm, made $34,000. But one question is whether some of those arrangements complied with the city's bidding rules, because while the city paid the lawyers, it was the lawyers that found and paid the consultants.
Hiring this way, I have to say, is a bit unusual and is frankly usually done when you're in a situation where you need it not to be public.
That's David Panagor, the city's former chief operating officer, appearing on WNPR's Where We Live.
I am challenged to believe that it is in full compliance, yet at the same time, could a justification be made? I think it's probably something for internal audit to look at.
For weeks, WNPR asked the city to explain its process. This week, it finally said the city's code includes exceptions to its bidding rules, and one of those exceptions is for certain professional services agreements for economic development. But that section of the code doesn't speak to the question of whether the city can hire a law firm, which then hires and pays consultants on the city's behalf. And that's what happened. We've asked the city to explain. We didn't hear back by deadline. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.